Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take a 400-mile trip up north. Everybody always asking me in South Florida, a lot of Florida State fans in South Florida. I know that on posts and guys asking me, say, when are you having Chris back on? Well, we have him right now. Chris Nee, who covers Florida State like nobody else, knows that entire area, does the recruiting. He's doing everything. I don't know if he shaved his beard yet, but he's doing everything. Knowles247. And everything else. Chris Nee, kind enough to join us this evening. Chris, thanks so much for taking the time. Did you trim your beard?
Yeah, it's pretty short these days. I don't have the caveman look going on quite as much as I used to.
I figured. You got to give the new coaching staff a chance to know who you are first, and then you grow that back out. It's been some fun. You guys are Florida State hitting the transfer portal, getting a lot of people a little more excited than they were, let's say, a couple of weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago. Obviously, Mackenzie Milton's one of those guys. If he works out, he's a beast. If he doesn't, obviously, he had a bad go with it. But I guess after, watching so many of these guys recover from those type of horrific knee injuries, anything's possible.
Yeah, and they did a lot of work checking in on him from a health standpoint. I think the staff at FSU feels very confident and what he can bring to the field. I think they think wholeheartedly that he's good to go. He did have a recent checkup with his doctor in Minnesota to go through some work with that knee to get kind of final clearance. And according to his mother's social media post, it's all good, flying colors, looks like he's good to go. I expect him to do a lot in the spring. I'm interested to see if he does everything in the spring.
Yeah, I'm sure probably that may be reserved to the first week of August or second week of August, but you never know. I think they're taking the approach, Chris, that, I mean, if he's good to go, they're just using him. I mean, they've had such miserable success with quarterbacks of late. If they could get that position solidified for a year or so, then they could start building around. And they have. They brought in a couple of kids, other players out of the transfer portal that are going to help. So I think what's happening now, and you probably could speak on it better, I think these athletes are finding out, hey, we can play Power 5 football at a pretty good program.
Yeah, and if you look at what FSU took in the portal, they brought seven in at the mid-year. They've added eight total transfers. One's a summer kid coming in from Kansas, from down your way, actually, Andrew Parchment, wide receiver, that was at Kansas. They wanted to add guys that have played high-level football, multiple SEC transfers in here. You got Jamie Robinson, Keir Thomas, both coming from South Carolina, DJ Williams coming from Auburn, Jacquez McKellen coming from Arkansas. So you got guys that have played the highest level of football, some physical ball, a lot of those guys on defense, Jermaine Johnson's another one from Georgia. All positions need, all guys that are fairly physical, all guys that have had a lot of rep count in the college game that can kind of come in here and at least raise the floor of that defensive side of ball. And then on offense with guys like Milton, Parchment, Williams, those are guys that have done it at a decently high level. Williams kind of had to wait his turn behind Tank there at Auburn. but he's a guy that this staff has an intimate knowledge of because of Kenny Dillingham's time at Auburn before FSU. So he was a kid that the minute he hit the portal, Kenny and FSU was on the phone with him trying to get him to FSU. So they clearly wanted him. The one nice quality from my viewpoint of the transfers for FSU, none of them were guys they just took to take. They were all guys they were very aggressive with the minute they hit the portal. They were all guys they wanted. So we at least know these are guys they believe will help their program, that they believe can elevate the program, and certainly guys that I think they have hope will kind of change the culture around these parts. So I think that's a positive sign for this staff. We'll see how much it alters the results as far as win and losses.
Yeah, well, you know, I you know, and you and I've talked about this. I mean, I'm a strong believer in what this coaching staff brings to FSU. I just think that, you know, Florida State in a lot of ways still sells itself with a lot of recruits, not everybody, but there's a lot of recruits that have always, you know, just like Miami when they were down, they'll get a guy, you know, say, how the heck did he come here? Maybe because he's liked the school all his life. That's how you do things, because right now, and another thing, they're not recruiting the Tallahassee area as well as they could. They got, what, one or two kids? I know that a lot of people were talking about Terry and Arnold as a definite, what is it going to take to keep the studs from that area home?
I think they need to win some. I think kids that are in this area have kind of had a front row seat to the dysfunction of this program of the last half decade. And it's tough to win over a kid who's an elite level kid like Arnold is and convince them that he should pass on an opportunity such as Florida, who's competing for SEC titles, or Georgia, who, you know, is right there knocking on the door competing for SEC titles and has in recent years, and Alabama, who's winning national titles. I think it's tough for a school like FSU to win out versus those sites. They did land Joshua Farmer. He's from right down the road in Gadsden County. They landed Chinese Brown, who's from Lake City, plays for Brian Allen over there, former Seminole. So they did get a couple local kids. But Arnold flat out told me 6-8 months ago, you know, I'm interested in FSU, but I need to see if they have a pass rush. Well, they didn't have a pass rush in 2020. So I never really expected Arnold to come walking through the door because he looked at the results and what they were doing on the field. And yes, do I expect their pass rush to improve under Mike Norvell and the staff? I certainly do. It can't get any worse. But that's a young man that's looking at a product at one place where it's there already and it's happening, and he's having to look at FSU and try to imagine it happening. And, you know, take the sure thing. A lot of kids should do that. And I think that's the biggest hurdle they're facing, is that they just have to have better results. They have to show a more capable product. And that's not on this staff, because they were handed a mess. And it was a mess even before the last staff took over. But it's now what it is, and they obviously have to make it better.
I agree with you. Before we let you go, how many scholarships will they give out next week during that second National Signing Day?
They have 24 commitments, including transfers. 23 of those guys are signed.
Okay.
And, you know, they've enrolled 13 of them. I expect them to add two more at some point going forward. High school-wise, they're looking at Destin Hill, talented receiver from Louisiana, and Tywon Malone, a talented defensive tackle from New Jersey. They're also very heavily involved in the portal still. I think the number one focus in the portal is finding a left tackle. I don't think they found one at this point in time that they felt like was their guy, but that's something that can play out to August. So I expect them to add two, but here in the next 10 days, I think we might only see Destin Hill jump in. Tywon Malone's kind of a flip the coin between them, Ole Miss, and Texas A&M. Beyond football, baseball is also a big dynamic for that kid. So that's an interesting recruitment to follow here in the last week and a half.
Good stuff. And you can follow Chris Knee during that week and a half at Knowles247. What about social media?
It's at CNEE247.
Good stuff. Chris, thanks so much. You know, we'll be bothering you throughout the off season. Get your take on things going on. As always, man, thanks for stepping up as you do.
Have a great day, Larry.
Good stuff. Chris Knee, Knowles247. Very few people have followed the Seminoles like he does, and he's on top of it, and he's fair. He's extremely fair, and that's the one thing, and I've been at camps with him. I've been at combines, games, and everything, and he just calls it like he sees it. And those are the people that I respect more than anything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.